Research is a critical focus of the Beef Checkoff. South Dakota Beef Industry Council Executive Director John Dilworth explains research funded by South Dakota's beef farmers and ranchers through their checkoff must meet strict criteria.
When we look at dollars and how we can invest them here at the Beef Industry Council, we're always looking at how it can benefit the consumer and then also how it's going to benefit our producers as well.
The Beef Checkoff has long been a supporter of human nutrition research, and this year, the South Dakota Beef Council is funding a study at SDSU looking at a condition known as REDS, which is characterized by low energy and impaired performance.
They're doing a lot of work around youth athletes, and our committee, you know, really found some value in taking a little bit deeper dive on how beef can impact and be beneficial to our youth athletes and the youth in general.
Dilworth reports findings from this project may support athlete understanding of the value of beef consumption in building strength. South Dakota Beef Checkoff directors are also funneling research dollars to a study evaluating current beef freezing practices and their effects on quality. Researchers seek to identify the gaps and inconsistencies in recommendations on freezing and thawing of beef, proposing future work to improve strategies for freezing efficiency and product quality. South Dakota beef producers are partnering with the Federation of State Beef Councils to finance this work,
so that we can get more for our dollars and do multiple projects here in the state.
For greater details on research supported by the Beef Checkoff, visit beefresearch.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.